Good day, I'm Paige Estrutori for financialservicesonline.com.au, summarizing for you today's top financial services news. In the headlines this Friday, the 29th of March, 2024, noteworthy industry announcements have been making waves in superannuation, insurance, and financial investment realms. Starting with investment news, Vanguard Australia makes another move towards affordability, slashing the management fee for its Australian Government Bond Index ETF. They reduced their fees to a remarkably low rate of 0.16% per annum, demonstrating the company's unwavering approach towards cost-efficient investment platforms. This move complements the Reserve Bank of Australia's stabilization efforts with its current interest rate policies. Surely, Vanguard's initiative opens up increased options for diversification, thereby benefiting investors seeking solid and secured income. Meanwhile, the Financial Services Council, or FSC, is campaigning for streamlined superannuation advice costs. CEO Blake Briggs applauds the government's commitment to improving financial advisory services, but underscores the need for reform. Briggs believes that the current system, which requires approval from both advisor and trustee for superannuation advice fees, causes excessive compliance costs. The result? Financial advice becoming less accessible for many Australians. FSC calls on the Assistant Treasurer to rethink these regulations and make vital financial advice more reachable for the Australian populace. In insurance news, it seems insurers are going big on artificial intelligence. As per Gallagher Bassett's study, a stunning 90% of Australia's insurers are either using or are on the brink of implementing AI in their operations. The focus is primarily on customer service and claims processing, where AI application outruns the global average. Interestingly, though, only a fraction of these firms are considering technology-driven strategies for disaster responses. And finally, turning to regulation, the Australian financial system is set for a robust resilience assessment in 2025. Spearheaded by the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, the comprehensive stress testing exercise extends its reach beyond the banking sector. It aims to evaluate the effect of unexpected incidents on the nation's fiscal framework. This move is part of APRA's progressive reforms to strengthen Australia's financial landscape in a globally competitive economy. That wraps up today's recap of the financial services news. I'm Paige Estrutori, reporting for Financial Services Online, inviting you to stay tuned for more industry updates soon. Until next time, keep those financial goals in sight.